Hi, and welcome to the Higher Ground Podcast. I am your host, Melanie Blue.
And I am your co-host, Carrie Richards. If you are a woman seeking a stronger relationship with God and need a solid rock to land on when life gets a little overwhelming, then you are in the right place.
This is a sisterhood community filled with like-minded women of faith who desire space to heal her heart, elevate her relationship with God, and build her connections with one another.
We are excited to be your guides along this journey of life.
Let's go higher. Well, welcome to episode 3 of the Higher Ground Podcast. Today's episode, we are going to be talking and diving into the High Point Women's Ministry Mentorship Program. I'm so excited to have this episode with Carrie today.
Yes, it is exciting, Melanie. We've been working on getting this set up, and it is a mentorship program we are actually using from Passion City Church in Atlanta. They have a Flourish mentorship program, and we are using their materials and curriculum, and it's very amazing. And so we are working on our first year, and setting up with our mentors and mentees, and we're just really excited to get this thing started.
Yeah. Launch date for the mentorship program is April 1st. And we'll talk about how you can become a mentor or a mentee later on in the show. But we have a very special guest with us today, Miss Kathy Rickey. She is an advisor for the High Point Women's Ministry Mentorship Program because she has mentored women for so many years of her life. She was born in Salem, Oregon. She's married to her husband, Ken Rickey, for 53 wonderful years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And they have 2 sons together and 4 grandkids. She attended Simpson Bible University in California, and as well as Southern Wesleyan University in South Carolina. She has worked in social health management for 25 years. She's licensed for CPR and first aid. She serves as a mentor for women in church, in her churches. She mentored engaged couples with an organization, Every Marriage Matters, along with her husband. She's traveled to Russia and all around the world to service people of God, not only physically with clothes and food, but also spiritually, bringing them to Christ. So we are so grateful for her to be here. To just tell you a little bit more about her, she has moved with her husband in 2018 to Florida into Lake Wales, and they live here, and they joined High Point Church in off Burns Avenue back in 2020. So she currently is leading a women's Bible study in her home community with the women there, and she serves along us, my husband and I, Pastor Derek and myself, in as an altar worker in Gatekeepers Ministry at High Point Church, and amongst everything else. So welcome to the show, Kathy.
Oh, thank you so much, Melanie and Carrie. I'm just honored to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Of course.
Is there anything you don't do?
I know.
Well, we are excited you're joining us today. And I met with you a while back about mentorship, and when we were trying to kick this off, and you had so much wisdom. So we're really glad that you're joining us today. So we want to start off with the first question for you. What has been your desire? Why is it that you wanted to mentor women?
Well, I feel because I have had 3 wonderful mentors in my life. I wanted to give back, Carrie. My first mentor was a woman that had a gift of inner healing. And she taught me that bondages were to be broken.
Yes.
Burdens were to be lifted.
Yes.
And the bruises that we've had from our past experiences up into who we are even now can be healed.
Wow. Preach,
Kathy. All of these things. And so it just spoke to me. I had a hunger in my heart because she awakened that in me.
God.
That's awesome.
Praise God. All right, you starting out as a firecracker with this. Kidding. Yes.
Let's just not start on the surface. Go.
So, you know, we know that mentorship is so important. And, you know, we have a huge example of women in the Bible that we can go to and glean to. But starting with the person, starting with a mentor, what are three attributes that are needed to be a great mentor and give value to the mentee?
I think you have to have a good prayer life. Mm-hmm. It's important to bathe this time in prayer. And I feel, too, that this is a really strong one for me, that my opinions aren't as important as what God's word says.
Say it again.
Awesome.
My opinions about any given subject aren't as important as what God's word has to say.
Absolutely.
About that subject.
That's so good. That
you know, God doesn't really care about my opinions. And so we need to remember that God is a God who has absolutes. His authority is absolute. His words are true. They're yes and amen. And we always go to that for our answers.
Yes. Oh, man.
We're going to church today.
Yes. That is so good, because I think that's really great, because you can think something personally, but that doesn't mean that that's what it's lining up with the word of God, what the word of God says. So in mentorship, as a mentor, we have to be biblically led. That's wonderful.
Yep. All right. So what three qualities do you think a mentee needs in order to be prepared to have a great mentor and be successful?
I think they need to have a mutual love for the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, if they're not there yet, I'm not talking about a mature faith. I'm right. just talking about a desire.
Yes.
Just, it has to start
hunger,
somewhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, a hunger, a desire to want to learn more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's good.
And if you have that, then you're off to a great start.
Yes, yes. And so mutually, the mentor and the mentee both have to have at least a start relationship with God and have a craving and a desire to seek more of him. That's wonderful. Okay. And so, you know, we talk about this. I talk about this all the time, even with launching this mentorship program. The story in the Bible that I love so much is the story between Ruth and Naomi.
Oh, yes.
And how Ruth, she first, by, you know, asking Naomi for advice, you know, and Naomi was not only just a beautiful woman of God, but she was her mother-in-law.
Yes.
And so how important is it, or how important is that story as the foundation or catalyst to launch into mentorship?
Well, we know that story began with tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
There
yes.
was a famine. They both lost their husbands.
Yes.
And yet there was a hunger. Even though Ruth was a Moabitess, she had a hunger for the things of God.
Yes.
She wanted to know God. She was a foreigner. And yet Naomi could see that hunger in Ruth's soul, and she wanted her to know her God. Now, Naomi, she had been so devastated by it all, and she said when they returned to Bethlehem, "Call me bitter. Just mm-hmm. call me Myra. I'm bitter."
Yes.
And yet Ruth took over the assignment really as a good friend and daughter, and became, I believe, in part a mentor to her. They joined forces and they became equals. And that has happened many times with me, where I started mentoring a very young woman in the faith, mm-hmm. and then they became the one who started praying for me.
Mm.
And so it becomes a partnership in love, mutual respect. Mm. And in the end, triumph will come out of the tragedy.
Yes.
We've seen so many answers to prayer in our own mentoring that we have done. And our church basically started it just like what you're doing.
Okay.
We had a tea, and there were mentees and mentors, and we got together over tea and cookies and pastries, and it was just a beautiful thing. We we started basically not knowing one another. We were assigned to people we really didn't know. We didn't have the choice.
Right.
And the gal that I started with was just 23 years old, and we became fast friends. And it wasn't until I moved to Florida that we've kind of lost touch, but it was a almost 20-year relationship.
Oh, wow.
We did retreats together and lunches and all kinds of fun things.
Very special.
Yes, yeah. Very special.
So, you know, to be a mentor, though, you know, I think some, even with that relationship that you met with that young lady, mm-hmm. she kind of shared with you what where her heart was, what she needed. And I think that's very important as a mentee. And really, to be honest, right now, we have more mentees than mentors right now.
We
so we do see that there is a desire and a hunger for women who want to be, you know, hand-holding with someone who has gone there, you know, been there, done that, and that they can be a guide to them. And so one thing that we do know is that as a mentee, the mentee really sets the pace for the relationship, and the mentor is able to open up and see what's needed and will be able to pour into the mentee after that. And so this has been so special because with the launch of this, we have seen a desire for women to be, you know, a part of this. So can you speak into that a little bit, Carrie?
Yes. I think last week in the second podcast when we talked about three different ways we could get up to that higher ground we're talking about, one of them was fellowship. And fellowship is joining together and getting to know each other and really becoming one Christian unity and holding each other accountable. That was another thing we talked about last week in our podcast, that we have to have some type of accountability to grow. We can't do this on our own. God didn't create us to do it on our own. And having a mentor and mentee relationship helps us to stay on track and keep us from falling into dark paths that we don't need to be in. And so what are some things that you have seen that just you have seen that the mentorship program has just really worked for people?
I think it's really important, of course, to bathe it all in prayer, but ask the Lord for wisdom as a mentor to show you what this mentee needs. We would use that very platform, Lord, show me. What does this person need that I can give her today, tomorrow, maybe next week, next month? And he would bring scriptures, but more than that, he would bring sometimes just us thinking the same thing. She would want to read certain books, and the Lord would bring those very books to my mind. And I'm talking about books that could help her spiritual growth.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean we didn't have fun together. We
right.
did fun things, and that's an important part, especially with an older, younger woman. The gal that I had needed a mother. Her mother was not well. Her father had died. She had wonderful in-laws in the church, but they didn't have the same relationship that a mentor would have. You need to really pick up on where their heart is. Most of them want to learn. They want to grow. I'm sure some might just be doing it to have a fun time every time, but that's not what it's all about.
Right.
You know, that's part of it. But the ultimate thing that I did with, and I'll just say who she was. Her name was Aaliyah, a beautiful young woman. Aaliyah wanted to know God.
Yeah.
So we studied everything we could that her heart was asking questions about.
Mm.
That's where we went.
Yeah.
This is what I want to know, Kathy. And a lot of this was before I really had access to the internet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I just had to go into my little arsenal of books and mm-hmm. asking the Lord to help me. And we just became such good friends. There's another little gal that I've been mentoring since she was 25. She's 57 now.
Wow.
And I still mentor her.
Oh,
but it's by phone. But
that's amazing.
The rewards are so wonderful. You actually, as a mentor, get more,
yes.
I think,
yeah.
than the mentee at times.
So can you tell me for those women that you mentor, give us a little bit of, say, what your month would look like with mentoring them. You know, what are some things that you guys would do and how you set up?
Okay.
That mentorship.
Sometimes we'd go for coffee. We'd try to meet once a week. And sometimes we'd go to just a very quiet library type setting coffee bar where they have coffee. And we would just take our Bibles and our books. And we would know we wouldn't be disturbed because there would be a quiet corner. Many times she would just come to my house. I had a big fireplace. And we would just curl up there in the living room. And we would have tea and breads and whatever. Sometimes we didn't eat. Some days we just cried because she had problems.
Yeah.
And there were days where I was struggling with certain things, and she would just put her hand on my shoulder and just love me.
Oh, wow.
And it can become so sweet and precious.
Friendship.
And I'm the mother of sons. So for me to have these daughters to mentor was so special. Yeah. I used to tease my husband, you can't even give me dogs that are girls. All of our dogs were boys, you know. Everything we had was a boy.
Yeah.
And then we had a foster son too, and he was a joy. But I just missed not having girls in my life.
Yeah.
But then the Lord was gracious and gave me three granddaughters.
How sweet.
That's
and
special.
One grandson. So yes, I feel very, very thankful for that.
I think what you're talking about with building those relationships is something that Pastor Jack talked about in his first selfies sermon, that people can see you, but you have to reveal yourself to them.
Yes.
And that's part of the mentorship program, that you do have to reveal yourself in order to really get to know someone.
Yes.
And honesty and truthfulness is an important part of these mentor relationships, because without that, you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
So
that's good. And
really
I feel
important.
Like when you reveal, you're able to heal.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's so good.
That's so good.
You know, you're able to let people know where you're at. And I think it's a safe place to where you don't have to be perfect. You don't got to, that's why you want the relationship.
Correct.
And so as you come, there's healing. And here's something, there could be something in the mentor that the mentor didn't even know that she was holding, and they reveal it, you know, the mentee comes and says something or shares something that they're like, oh my God, I haven't healed from that either. So you're healing together. You're loving together. You're
beautiful.
Building together.
Yes.
It's
yes.
such a beautiful relationship. Oh, Kathy,
yes.
You have been amazing.
Oh,
we might have to bring
Praise
you back.
The Lord.
Oh my gosh. The pour of wisdom that you bring is just so refreshing. And I can definitely see the love of God on you. How you just pour your heart out to people is just beyond me and beautiful. And they're retired, you guys, and she's still pouring to these women that's in their home community. I just feel like that's beautiful to serve.
Well, I do want to say I am one of the leaders. I'm not the leader.
Okay.
I have a group that I lead. There are various tables, so I'm one of the leaders. But each one of those women, I feel God has given to me if they want me to mentor them, and that often happens.
Yeah. Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kathy, for being here and being our first guest on the Higher Ground podcast. And to give you guys a little bit more information about the mentorship program, our mentorship program is a year-long commitment. So we're looking for both mentors and mentees. We are launching the program April 1st. And what we are asking for is a $50 administrative fee that will cover your book and some of the trainings and sessions that we will be doing. And we require the same thing. That's why we asked Kathy that question. We are asking you all to meet with your mentee or mentor relationship at least once a week. And we will gather together once a quarter to connect and bond and grow even further as a mentor-mentee program community. So we are super excited.
And the books are not, they're don't be intimidated by the book. It's very simple. It just gives you some guidelines for the week. It's not time intensive. So if you're saying, I don't have time to do this, if you have a little bit of time each week to pour into somebody, and it can be not even face to face, if you can just give them a phone call each week and try to meet up with them as often as you can, but a simple text every day or just let me know what to pray for you today. And then when you do get together, make it meaningful and walk through the book together. We don't want this to be a burden on anybody, but we do know that there are people that can pour into people's lives and make them a better version of themselves and get them closer to God. That's what our focus is.
Yeah. And our desire is also for every mentee to one day become a mentor. Yes. I think as they, you know, there are some people that are wanting that now, but they're in a season of life that they need to be a mentee right now. And I think that is very important to recognize where you are. That's the start of it. And so to be poured onto for a year and then come out stronger and next year, you know, you are the mentor. So we are grateful for all of you all that are listening. We thank you for being here with us. Thank you, Kathy, for giving us your time, your heart, your wisdom today.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And in the show notes today, we will have the mentor and mentee application forms that you can fill out and some further information about that. And then, Kathy, would you be willing to close us in prayer today?
Of course.
Thank you.
Lord, I just thank you so much for this time together. We just rejoice in who you are and how you bring people together. And Father, we know it's your heart's desire to people for people to know you and to grow in you. So Father, I just pray blessings upon this program. I'm just looking for an explosion with this program.
Yes,
people need the Lord.
Yes, God.
And Father, I thank you that there are women that have taken a stand to say, yes, I will serve in this way. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless the mentees, Lord. And I pray that you would give them all a desire to want to know you in a deeper, fuller way. Lord, thank you. Thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Amen. You all have a great week.
And thank you for joining us on Higher Ground. You have been listening to the Higher Ground podcast, brought to you by Providence Voice.
For more information on the High Point Women's Ministry, go to highpointlw.com.